This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo. We begin with the rain. This weekend, a major storm rolled through Northern California, flooding roads and cutting off power to hundreds of thousands of residents. One woman died after a tree fell on her. Overflows on the Napa River caused local flooding and shut down roads. Jeremy Serro is with the Napa County Flood Control District.
The river actually benefits from kind of one of these reset flows every now and then. You know, it's a good thing to have it cleaned out by nature every once in a while.
The stormy weather is having an impact in Southern California as well. SpaceX postponed a launch of a Falcon 9 rocket on Sunday because of winds and rain. Reporter Molly Peterson has been covering this. She joins us on the line now from Los Angeles. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
The winds in Santa Barbara County at Vandenberg Air Force Base weren't that strong, but SpaceX really wants to get this launch right. Tell us a little bit why.
Well, yeah, it's a high-stakes launch for SpaceX. The last time they tried to launch this rocket, the Falcon 9, it's about 230 feet long. It exploded. That destroyed the rocket and the contents, and it damaged the launch pad. So to get the green light now, SpaceX had to persuade the Federal Aviation Administration that they were ready to do so, and the government approved those launch plans last week.
Do we have any idea how much these rockets cost? So when one explodes, how much is literally going up in smoke?
Well, the reason the explosion was significant last year wasn't just the cost of the rockets, which is into the millions of dollars. It's also the payload in these rockets. Last year, there was a communication satellite that Facebook had some interest in. This year, the SpaceX launch of the Falcon 9 rocket is supposed to include 10 French-designed, U.S.-built Iridium satellites that are supposed to replace communication satellites, which were put up almost, 15, 20 years ago, and were only supposed to last 8 years.
Molly Peterson joining us from Los Angeles. Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome.
We're going to go now to Sacramento, where there's a big question for state lawmakers. What will it cost California when congressional Republicans follow through on their promise to dismantle Obamacare? Here's Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk.
Perhaps no other state has embraced the Affordable Care Act as enthusiastically as California. Over the last 3 years, the state's health insurance program for the poor has swelled from about 8 million Californians to about 14 million. More than 3 million of those people are childless adults who would not have qualified before Obamacare, but are now eligible for free or low-cost care under Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program. Rebecca Fritton is one of them.
So I turned 26 in July, so up until that point I was covered by my mom's insurance.
It was because of the federal health care law that Fritton, a graduate student in social work at UC Berkeley, was able to stay on her parents' insurance that long to begin with. But that benefit expires at age 26, so she needed a new option.
It was over the summer, and I had that kind of realization, like, okay, I need to figure this out. And I looked, we get offered health insurance through Berkeley, but it's pretty expensive, and I already have lots of student loans out. And so I had heard of a few friends of mine who applied through Medi-Cal, and it just seemed like the best option for me at the time.
Fritton applied online and was on the Medi-Cal rolls within a month. She was even able to keep her primary care doctor at UCSF. To help pay for new Medi-Cal patients like Fritton, the federal government has sent billions of extra dollars to California since the health care law was enacted, more than $15 billion this fiscal year alone. But if Republicans and incoming President Donald Trump dismantle Obamacare, California would lose all that money, and patients would lose access to doctors, drugs, and therapies. State Senator Ed Hernandez, an optometrist who chairs the Senate Health Committee, says that would be disastrous. That's because Obamacare is what made millions of Californians like Rebecca Fritton eligible in the first place, and why the federal government is helping pick up the tab.
If they got rid of that funding, you would have 3 million people in the streets without health insurance, and we would be dead in the water. That is my biggest concern.
Hernandez says there's just no way the state can make up those funds.
I mean, we just don't have the additional dollars. So if the money's not available, patients won't get access to health care. And that's the bottom line.
But will Governor Jerry Brown's budget, which he'll propose tomorrow, offer any solutions? It's much too soon for that, says H.D. Palmer, a spokesman for the Department of Finance.
And unless there is a change, however, The Affordable Care Act constitutes the rules of the road. Those are the governing statutes that we budget by and that we abide by.
Palmer says if Obamacare is dismantled, it would be a huge hit to the state budget. But it's not the only potential revenue problem the administration is keeping an eye on. He says the governor is generally focused on keeping spending down because of all of these unknowns. When asked how she feels about all the unknowns, Rebecca Fritton says,
really worried, mainly because this has proven to be such a helpful resource for me. Scary that it could get taken away so quickly.
She's not just concerned for herself, though. As she inches closer toward a career in social work, Fritton says she's also worried about all the other Californians who might have no other health care option if Medi-Cal is taken away. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Any fool can destroy trees. That's what John Muir wrote about California's redwoods more than a century ago. Muir took the high road when capturing the public's attention on behalf of the sequoias. Others, well, they just made a road through a tree. The famous pioneer cabin tree at Calavera State Park is one of the most pictured redwoods because it was hollowed out. People used to drive their cars through the tree. More recently, the sequoia was a must selfie landmark for hikers who hiked in between the great trunk. Those pictures helped the public imagine the size of sequoias, playing just as important part in raising awareness about the trees as Muir's own words. This morning, however, it is only Muir's words that remain. The pioneer cabin tree fell over this weekend, the victim of strong storms, weak roots, and a hollowed base. It is believed to be more than 1,000 years old. And that is the California Report for Monday, January 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.